The opening movement of the Sanctus in Bach's Mass in B minor is loosely related to an earlier work written for three sopranos and alto. But today's movement is greatly expanded, going from four higher voices to our movement, which has the full complement of six voices, including tenors and basses. This gives us SSAATB, all of which is reinforced by three trumpets, three oboes, timpani, which you will not miss, strings, and continuo. In other words, this movement of 4.5 minutes will include about as much sound as any ensemble could muster in the 1740s. During the first 2.5 minutes, we will hear just six words. Sanctus, 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 holy, 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 Dominus Deus Sabaoth, Lord God of Sabbath. Words of praise that entered the Latin liturgy in the early 5th century. The entire text for this movement quotes the vision recorded in Isaiah 6:3, where the prophet wrote, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him, and one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" The seraphs in this vision called out, "Holy, holy, holy," and this is what Bach will have the choir and soloists sing. We will hear the word Sanctus over and over. I counted more than 50 times and likely missed a few. Sometimes you might catch the basses singing the whole phrase repeatedly, each time one step lower, and the melody drops an octave on each word. Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth. There is another detail I should have mentioned earlier, and that is the alternation we have heard between soloists and chorus, even though the music seems to suggest that this should only be sung by the chorus. Since the 1960s, a number of Bach specialists have concluded, for various reasons, that when Bach includes the full orchestra, then all singers should sing. And when there are fewer instruments playing, Bach probably intended that we hear only the soloists. While this theory involves some speculation, I find the change in sound to be attractive. Our performance from the Netherlands follows this line of thinking quite creatively. The last line of text in our movement, again taken from Isaiah 6:3, concludes with a new idea. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Bach acknowledges this new text by writing entirely new music, much of which is nicely descriptive. For the word cheli, heaven, the melody jumps upward. And then for the word earth, terra, the melody drops down back to earth. And for the word gloria, Bach provides a wonderfully exciting, glorious run. This new theme will be heard in imitation. As with the first part of the movement, our performers will alternate between soloists and chorus, depending on the density of Bach's orchestration.
Sanctus, 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 Sorry.